Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And today we're going to do our fun facts article, and it's all about voting.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd start out with some quick fun facts about voting and elections around the world. So here's one. In Australia, you have to vote. You don't have a choice. If you don't vote, you'll get in trouble with the law and you'll have to pay a fine.
Wow, that's definitely not the case here. All right, so we have another one. It says, there are so many people in India, voting takes a really long time, and it can take up to several weeks
to
finish.
That's right. I think I read there's maybe 800 million people there or something, and it can usually take, it takes weeks to get through all those people, right? That's so many people.
So many people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's another interesting thing. In most countries, people vote on Sundays. However, there are a few countries that don't. The U.S., in the U.S., people vote on Tuesdays. In Canada, people vote on Mondays. People in the U.K. vote on Thursdays. And Australians and Kiwis, or people from New Zealand, vote on Saturdays. So only the major English-speaking countries just don't agree with that Sunday thing, I guess.
But
all right, these are some pretty fun facts about voting. We have more to talk about today, so let's get started.
Reading.
Fun facts. Being able to help choose which leaders and political parties are in power is a huge responsibility. A person's vote can make a big difference, which is why many people take election days seriously. In order for a person's ballot to count, they must use a special stamp on it. In Taiwan, the voting stamp looks a bit like a peace sign. Why is this, though? The character featured on the stamp, Bu, was chosen because it looks similar to Ren. Taiwanese officials liked the idea of using Ren to emphasize that it is the people who choose their government leaders. After all, for years, locals weren't allowed this privilege. However, there was one problem. The Ren character is symmetrical. Thus, if the ink was still wet when someone folded their ballot, it would stamp the other side of the paper. The identical stamps would make it difficult to tell who the person meant to vote for. Using the asymmetrical symbol, Bu, prevents this problem so that voters can make their mark.
All right, today's article starts out by saying, being able to help choose which leaders and political parties are in power is a huge responsibility. That's right. So responsibility is when you have this responsibility, you have a duty to be in charge of something or someone, or to make decisions about these people or things. Being responsible or having responsibility also means you might need to take blame if something goes wrong in some way. So being able to choose who you want in power, this is a big responsibility. You have to think carefully about who is going to do these things, and you need to be ready to say, oh, maybe that was a bad idea if it goes wrong. Here's another example. I think Wanda will enjoy having more responsibility in her new management position.
All right, so the next part of the article says, a person's vote can make a big difference, which is why many people take election days seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the noun vote. So Erin talked about voting before. That's what this article is about.
Mm-hmm.
Voting is basically something that's very formal between two or more people. We cast a vote for something means we want something to happen. So we say, I want this to happen. And we have this paper called a ballot. So you can write down who you want to choose for the president, and then you can put it inside a box that's called a ballot, and then we cast our vote with the ballot. So Taiwan's a republic, so that means that every 4 years we can vote to select our president, much mm-hmm. like in the United States. So we have an example sentence here. It says, she's meeting people across the country so that she can win more votes. So here we're probably talking about a female presidential candidate mm-hmm. who's traveling everywhere. So in Taiwan, we have these election cars. Mm-hmm. And then people like ask people to vote. So the word vote can also be used as a verb. So we can use it like this. Kathy can't wait to vote for the next president. So we have voting for somebody, and we have casting the vote, which is a ballot.
Mm-hmm. Now, in that sentence, we also use the phrase make a big difference or make a great difference, or even we could say make a lot of difference. Now, when something makes a big difference, it has a great effect or influence on the way something else happens or works. Now, for instance, in the article, we're saying that even one person's vote can have a big effect or influence on an election. Here's another way of using it. When telling guests what time to arrive for an event, forgetting to write AM or PM can make a big difference.
上一个句子里面我们有提到关系代名词 which， 所以它可以用来表达前面整句话或整件事情，这个时候 which 前面要加一个逗号， which 不可以用在 that 的代、替代，是不一样的东西。所以我们现在有一个例句，两种用法， She lied to me 逗号 which hurt me， 所以是她对我说谎逗号，这件事情伤害了我。那如果你要用 that 的话呢，是不一样的用法，是 She lied to me, 逗号 and that hurt me. 她对我说了谎，然后这件事情伤害我。所以意思是一样的，可是 that 跟 which 要区别一下。
Okay, a lot of stuff to talk about in this sentence. We had a grammar pattern, some phrases. Let's look at another phrase from that sentence. To take something seriously. People should take voting or casting a vote seriously.Now, when you take something seriously, you pay close attention to it because it needs a lot of attention or it deserves a lot of respect, which is something we see with voting. We should always think carefully about the people we vote for and pay a lot of attention to what they do.
Yeah, right? It's very serious.
Mm-hmm. All right, so an example sentence of this phrase is, Josh doesn't take his studies seriously.I'm afraid he's going to fail.
Ooh. So here we have another word, election. Election mm-hmm. is a noun. So when we talk about voting, we vote during a formal organized election. So elections mm-hmm. are usually established by somebody in the political office, mm-hmm. maybe president, a mayor, or other position. So elections for the presidency take place in Taiwan and America every 4 years. Mm-hmm. Example sentence here says,Do you know who you will vote for in the election tomorrow?
I don't. I didn't know there was an election. I'm just kidding. There's no election. All right. Here, it continues in the article to say, in order for a person's ballot to count, they must use a special stamp on it. Here, we're talking about Taiwanese elections.Okay, so let's talk about this noun ballot. Rainbow mentioned a ballot earlier, but a ballot is the small piece of paper that you write your vote on and then put in the box to be counted at the end. So all those when you go, okay, this side, this side, this side, those are all called ballots.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's interesting. So here they do the paper ones. In the U.S., you can do it online, right?
I think it's on a computer or at least some sort of machine.
So mm-hmm. it's a different kind of system. Mm-hmm. So the next part of the article says, in Taiwan, the voting stamp looks a lot like a peace sign. So that's like a round sign, not this peace sign, the round sign with the mm-hmm. something in the middle. So, okay, why is that?
Okay, well, the question in the article asks that too. It says, why is this though? Why does the stamp looks sort of like a peace sign. Well, let's find out.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. So the article says, the character featured on the stamp, Bu, was chosen because it looks similar to Zhen. So the strokes are really similar.
Okay.
And Zhen means people.
Interesting. All right, well, let's continue on and find out more about this. It says, Taiwanese officials liked the idea of using Zhen, okay, I said it right, to emphasize that it is the people who choose their government leaders. That's
oh, cool.
Interesting.
That's cute.
Okay. Let's look at the noun official that we saw in that sentence. An official is a person who is in a position of power in an organization. For example, you could say a government official. This is a person who makes important decisions in the government. As an example sentence, we might say, some city officials want to name the new park after the former mayor. A city official, of course, is someone who makes important decisions in a city. Okay, so these Taiwanese officials wanted to emphasize that voting is done by the people and not by the people in power. So let's learn more about this verb, emphasize.
All right, so the verb emphasize means to give a special importance or a value to something when you're speaking or writing. So if I'm saying something and I'm emphasizing it, sometimes I might use an intonation. I might be like, Erin, this is really important. Mm-hmm. So when she hears that, she's like, oh, it sounds like it's really important, even if I'm not saying it's important. So if we emphasize something to the audience or people we're talking to, then they know that they need to listen for it. Mm-hmm. Example sentence here says, to emphasize his words, he lifted her hand and placed it over his heart.
Oh, maybe he's telling her he loves her,
You're
something
so
like that.
You're so important to my heart. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this is an important thing in Taiwan because here it says, after all, for years, locals weren't allowed this privilege. They weren't allowed to vote.
Wow.
Okay, so let's find out what this noun privilege means.
So privilege means it's a special right or it's an advantage that's only given to some people, but not everybody. So in this case, voting is a privilege and it wasn't allowed to locals for many years. Mm-hmm. So this reminds us of the situation in the U.S. where women for a long time or women were not allowed to vote. So then they lobbied for that and then later everybody could vote.
Exactly. Okay. So it is a privilege to be able to choose who you have in power. Some countries still don't have that and they have to suffer sometimes under dictators or something. They don't get to choose, right? All right, well, let's continue on in the article to find out more about this character. It says, however, there was one problem. The Jun character is symmetrical. Now, symmetrical is an adjective, and when an object is symmetrical, you can cut it in half, and it will be the same on both sides. For instance, a square is symmetrical because each edge of the square has to be the same. So if you cut the square in half, it's the same on both sides. Now, here's an interesting fact. People's faces are usually not symmetrical. Now, if you look at the sides of a person's face, they are usually different from each other in some way.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because they always say people with symmetrical faces are beautiful.
Exactly, yep. So if you cut a person's face in half and it's symmetrical, that is a good standard of beauty.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, so the next part says, thus, if the ink was still wet when someone folded their ballot, it would stamp the other side of the paper. Oh, that's not a good idea. That makes it confusing.
Right.
So we have folding. So when you fold your ballot, it means you fold something, you bend it, and then you lay it over itself like in a flat way so that one part covers the other. So it can fold paper, or you can say fold clothing, basically, from one end to the other. All right, so our example sentence here says, he leaned against the counter, folding his arms across his chest. So when you fold your arms, you're like, not very happy.
Well, you just put one across the other. It either makes you look angry or strong, I think. All right, so we're folding the ballot, but if the ink from the stamp is wet, it looks the same on both sides, which is not what we want because it gets really confusing. So here's what happened. It says, the identical stamps would make it difficult to tell who the person meant to vote for. Now, that is not good. So we don't want this symmetrical look on the paper or identical look on the paper. Okay, so let's take a look at the adjective identical in there. We don't want this identical or the identical stamps to all look the same. So this adjective describes two or more things that are exactly the same. Now, we often hear identical when we think of twins or two people who look exactly alike. So how did Taiwanese officials get rid of this problem? What did they do? They used a different character, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the article says, using the asymmetrical symbol, bu, prevents this problem so that voters can make their mark.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we have a couple words here. The first one, asymmetrical, mm-hmm. just means not the same on both
right.
sides.
It's the opposite of symmetrical.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the next one is to make a mark on something. Usually when we talk about making a mark on something, mm-hmm. we mean we're going to do something that's important so that other people can notice mm-hmm. and remember you. But in this case, for voting, making a mark is actually making a mark on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So this phrase is today's pocket phrase go. So let's check that out and see how we can use it. And we'll be back for our For You chat.
Okay.
Pocket phrase go.
曾经大家觉得我只是个摔跤选手，怎么会演戏呢？但是经过了长时间的努力 ，I have made my mark in the film industry。我已经在电影业站稳脚步，有了我的立足之地。OK， 在什么领域成功留下你的印记？英文里面就可以说 make a mark or make one's mark。比方说我在电影业界，或者是呢，他出了几张单曲在业界崭露头角。After releasing a few singles, she has already made her mark in the industry. 在公司行号里面，我们也可以哦，我们说 The new employee has made a mark by delivering a great performance. 新来的同事呢，靠着他出色的表现崭露头角。所以啊，你也要好好努力 ，make your marks， 期待你的表现咯。
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to today's For You Chat. I hope you learned a lot about voting in that article and why it's so special to do it. But here, our For You Chat is about stamps. So we talked about the stamps in today's article and how we use them to vote. So our question is, do you often use stamps? Why or why not?
Oh.
Okay.
So it's interesting that you mentioned stamps because mm-hmm. there are two kinds of stamps
okay.
that we use. So one kind is the voting stamp, which we mm-hmm. put on with ink and then we put on our papers.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is the stamps that we use at the post office for
right.
mailing things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two kinds of stamps. The first kind of stamps, I actually really like them.
Okay.
But as an adult, we don't... When I was young, I used to collect them. So
okay.
I would like to stamp everybody and mm-hmm. everything. But as an adult, we don't get to use them often.
Mm-hmm.
My friend had an event, and I asked, can I stand at the door so I can stamp people? Because
mm.
I really like stamping people. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I actually don't use stamps very often. I know that in Taiwan, people often use stamps to sign their names.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they do.
Right?
They have those name stamps.
Right. I think in English, we call them a chop. But I don't have one of those, unfortunately. I do need to get one, but I usually just sign my name because I do have a Taiwanese name, a Chinese name. But I don't use it on legal things and
yeah.
things that, like, when I go to the bank, I just sign my name like I would at home. But, yeah, so there are lots of reasons that you can use stamps. I know sometimes when I go to a tourist site, they have the stamp set up, and so you can stamp a piece of paper to say you were there
yeah,
sort of thing.
Those are cool.
I don't usually do that, but if I'm... if I'm in the mood and I have a bit of time, I'll go over and stamp my book or something like that.
Yeah, they have this like book with grids, and then every station you can put a stamp. Yeah. So I think Taiwan's pretty good about that.
I think there's a lot of stamps in Taiwan, so there's lots of reason to use them. But maybe you don't use them. You should talk about that. We are all out of time for today, so we're going to have to say goodbye. We will be back tomorrow with another fun fact about voting, though, so stay tuned for that.
Fun facts. Being able to help choose which leaders and political parties are in power is a huge responsibility. A person's vote can make a big difference, which is why many people take election days seriously. In order for a person's ballot to count, they must use a special stamp on it. In Taiwan, the voting stamp looks a bit like a peace sign. Why is this, though? The character featured on the stamp, Bu, was chosen because it looks similar to Ren. Taiwanese officials liked the idea of using Ren to emphasize that it is the people who choose their government leaders. After all, for years, locals weren't allowed this privilege. However, there was one problem. The Ren character is symmetrical. Thus, if the ink was still wet when someone folded their ballot, it would stamp the other side of the paper. The identical stamps would make it difficult to tell who the person meant to vote for. Using the asymmetrical symbol, Bu, prevents this problem so that voters can make their mark.
Vocabulary review. Responsibility. It's the teacher's responsibility to make sure every student understands what this chapter is about. Vote. The teachers take a vote on different school matters in their weekly meetings. Vote. Women in Saudi Arabia were not able to vote until 2015. Election. This year, a big election will take place in Taiwan. Official. The government official announced a new policy on education. Emphasize. On our first day at school, the principal emphasized how important learning English is. Fold. My mom asked me to fold my clothes neatly before watching TV.